you guys got a bad spirit. You know, I clicked on one of your clips there on YouTube, and the language that you use is just, man, I just don't like that spirit. I've talked to so many people who agree with me, and they're just like, yeah, I agree on your doctrine. It's just, you know, the spirit, man. It's like the spirit you guys have. You know, it's a spirit that you portray from. But here's the thing. It's just foreign to them is what it is. Because they ain't never seen no man of God rip like that. They never seen a man of God get so mad about sin because they're so used to these weakling preachers who don't get mad about anything. I'm not an angry man. I don't go around angry. What I'm angry at is when I preach on homos or reprobates or people try to infiltrate the church. At that point, get mad. Amen. Don't get glad. Get mad, right? You know, the Bible tells us that the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. But are we expressing wrath at this point? Wrath is when you just want to inflict pain upon people. This isn't wrath. When you're ripping on sin and ripping on reprobates and false teachers, that's not wrath. That's anger. The Bible tells us that Jesus looked upon the Pharisees with anger. Are you saying that he sinned? So people look at us and say, well, nah, I just don't like that spirit, though. No, what it is that you're too used to seeing the cowardice spirit. And look, there's a cowardice spirit. There's a cowardice attitude amongst pastors of today, amongst the independent fundamental Baptist preachers of today, bunch of sissified wussies who don't want to get up and actually open up the Bible to Leviticus chapter 20. They don't want to preach on Romans chapter 1. They don't want to preach on anything because they're afraid of the people in their congregation. But the Bible tells us, it says that the God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. So where's that? What about the meanness, though? Power is boldness. And I'm sorry if my boldness comes to you as being mean. Maybe you're just not used to hearing some hardcore preaching. Maybe you're just not used to someone slobbering all over the pulpit when they're angry and they're just cutting loose. But that's what gets people's attention. That's why the people in your congregation don't take you seriously. Because it's all wine and dine sermons, cupcake, cotton candy, you know, all this sugar-loaded preaching that has no substance. Because you want to please the people in your congregation. And, you know, that's a cowardice spirit right there. You're a coward. No, we're just more refined. We love people. But no, you're prideful is what you are. Because you're glorying in the fact that you don't excommunicate people from your church for fornication. You glory in the fact that, you know, you permit and tolerate divorce and remarriage in your church. This is a cowardice spirit. This is not a type of spirit that is biblically based.